listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The search for a missing 21-year-old man is entering its fourth day as specialist teams land in Broome to join the operations. Zane Stevens last seen on Friday near Coconut Wells in search of help after his car became bogged in marshland. He's described as being 180 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and brown eyes. Superintendent Steve Thompson says they're conducting air and land searches.
Look, anyone who gets lost in this fashion is clearly a concern for us. He was unprepared for this, so it's a rough and difficult terrain, so hence why we're prioritising this search.
Multiple beaches remain closed this morning following another saltwater crocodile sighting. A 2.5 metre croc spotted at the Port of Broome entrance point yesterday, with beach access closed from there through to Town Beach. It's the third salty sighting since the weekend, forcing Cable Beach to also close due to it being unclear if it's the same crocodile. The state government is investing $165 million towards outdoor tourism projects across WA. It includes upgrading the Onslow Marina Community Boating Precinct, the campgrounds in the Bungle Bungles, and investing in hiking and cycling trails in Karangini. Premier Roger Cook says it's about making WA's natural beauty an asset.
Continuing to capitalise on our great environment to make sure that Western Australians and tourists everywhere have some of the best facilities and attractions to really enhance their enjoyment of it.
A community meeting has sparked potential for Newman's Bloody Slow Cup to stay local. The memorial and rugby competition was meant to move to Perth following this year's edition, leaving some event goers outraged. It's reported a committee could form in efforts to plan the popular event past 2024. In sport, another successful weekend of North Pilbara footy. Dampier Sharks and Karratha Cats carrying early momentum this season, recording back-to-back victories in the first two rounds. Meantime, Falcons secured their first win of the season, taking down Port Hedland Rovers 94-72.